Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, we have Thanksgiving coming up, and last week we were talking about what to pour into the red wine glasses.
Yes.
Let's try. What are we going to pour in the white wine glasses?
White wine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you want me to talk about it? Okay.
Don't just sit there. Give me some suggestions.
Well, you know, I had a little fun playing with this, and I have to tell you that the varietal that really struck me was Chenin Blanc.
No kidding.
Yeah, and I did a Vouvray, Chateau de Montfort. Classic Vouvray sells for about $20. So 2015. I think what makes this work is that it's slightly off dry, mm-hmm. but with good acidity. And you get your flavors of crisp apple and pear. But as I'm tasting this, I'm thinking turkey and I'm thinking, you know, sweet potato, and that just off-dry character and that nice acidity made it work really well.
I believe you.
So within that context, so we have the Vouvray and another one that's similar, which is an old friend that you and I have been singing the accolades for years, is the Pine Ridge Chenin Blanc Viognier blend.
Which
is
wine.
Great wine, $15. You know, great values. Again, it's just off-dry, but with that good acidity. And so from a structural standpoint, I think it's perfect. You got floral aromas with notes of citrus, honeysuckle, and peach. I mean, just a really good combo.
One of the most reliable wines out there.
Yeah, it's been a great value for a long time. Okay, now if you have to do Sauvignon Blanc, here's two that I thought were pretty interesting. One is from a producer called Brut au Cau. It's their family vineyards, their Mendocino Sauvignon Blanc. Sells for $16, so it's a pretty good value. This one was almost New Zealand-like in that it was really crisp, forward, tangerine, citrus, gooseberry, and grapefruit. So I thought that was, I mean, that's assertive and that can stand up.
It has some power to it.
Definitely had a little zing.
Yeah.
Now, slightly softer, but also of pretty good quality, was something from a producer called Fritz Winery. This is a Sauvignon.
Know them well.
Do you? Well, yes. This is my first introduction. This is good. Dry Creek Valley sells for about $20. It's the 2015. It's softer and rounder than the Brut au Cau. Melon spice, herbaceous notes with lovely little peach tones, and again, lively acidity, which is the key for making it work with a meal like this.
But good fruit.
Very good fruit.
Has a real identity to it.
Oh, no. I mean, these were lovely wines, both of them.
Yeah.
Now, if you got to do Chardonnay, here's a real deal. This is from a producer called Colin Barolet. It's a simply named Chardonnay Bourgogne. 2016 vineyard. Now, if you look up where this wine is coming from, it's fairly described as sort of a baby Meursault. Mm-hmm. It's bright, fresh, nice character, good texture, good value at $14.99. I liked it a lot. Okay, we got to do something on the higher end for bubbly. Schramsberg Vineyards Brut Rosé 2015. Awesome. Mostly Pinot Noir with just a pretty good amount of Chardonnay blended in. Salmon, bright forward nose of toast and berry, great mousse, elegant, stylish. I really liked this wine. I'm not a huge sparkling wine fan, but the Schramsberg Brut Rosé is awesome.
And it'll set you back about?
It'll set you back about $50.
Okay.
So you're going to get a little serious here. And
that's without, if you invite the boss over for Thanksgiving
that's
dinner.
Right. If you don't, then to heck with it, just take it home and enjoy it on your own.
A lot of great choices here. We're going to put them on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.